Joey Logano's been coming in here for many, many years. And Joey Logano, with that win in Las Vegas, I think the big story is the fact that this is the first win with you and your crew chief. We call him Mr. Wolf here in the Freak Nation. And is that true? He said for you to pit, but you couldn't hear him say to pit with that those last couple of laps?
Well, we had a plan if the situation happened here towards the end of the race. If, you know, the caution came out and we had a few laps on our tires and we had a chance of getting clean air, that we wanted to take it. And that was the plan when the race started. So we just kind of stuck to the plan. Ended up working out well. And you're able to have a good restart to go along with that. That was the key part, you know, getting the clean air, at least on the front row was important, but then having the push and being able to take control of the race, that's how the whole thing kind of came together.
Joey Logano, your winner from Vegas, cup winner from Vegas, joining us here in the Freak Nation. I think that's always interesting, the fact that communication doesn't get screwed up more often between driver and crew chief, given all the mechanics going on inside the car and, of course, all the technology around the track. Does that happen often when you can't hear your crew chief or he can't hear you, given the mechanics or the technical glitches?
Well, there's always so much going on. Even under caution in the car, there's so much that you're, you know, whether you're trying to cut temperature out of your car or you're thinking of restarts, or you know, sometimes under, you know, one person can talk at a time on the radio. So, you know, there's always the possibility of two people talking at once and not hearing things. So there's always the possibility of missing something like that. But yeah, this one worked out for the best.
I don't think there was anything too crazy today fan wise, but I remember once Dale Earnhardt Jr. saying that under yellow, he was jealous of some of the smoke coming from one of the motorhome areas because they were having such a big barbecue. Has there ever been a time under yellow where you've noticed something that's kind of distracted you, but in a fun way?
Not really. I'm more focused in, and I don't know. I'm not good at being able to look at a few things at once. I usually get distracted pretty quickly. So I try not to look around, to be honest with you. Just look at where I'm going.
Well, look where you're going today. Straight to Victory Lane for your own oil sponsorship. I mean, this couldn't have been a better planned party for you guys in Pennzoil.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a perfect timing. You know, when you're driving the Pennzoil car, they had 600 people where from employees to clients to customers, the whole nine, at the racetrack. And so I had dinner with them the night before a race, and they told me how important it was to win that thing. So I'm glad we didn't let them down. There's nothing like pulling the Pennzoil Mustang into Victory Lane in the Pennzoil 400. It always kind of works perfectly together. So lots of yellow today.
Yeah, clearly you took their words to heart. But I do want to question something, though. Back in the media center, after the race, it looked like there was a big champagne toast with Pennzoil, but your liquid looked a little dark. Was that champagne?
I had a Coca-Cola.
Just pimping all the sponsors, huh?
That's right.
Joey, does that come into factor? Joey Logano, your winner from Las Vegas, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Does that factor into your racing, giving your title sponsor or your big-time sponsor is the sponsor of that race, and there's so many people there? Does that factor into your driving?
I wouldn't say it really changes the way I drive the car or do anything. You're still focused in on, you know, winning a race, no matter what race it is, who's sponsoring it. It's all about winning the thing. So I'm just glad we were able to do it early in the season, obviously with a new team, you know, at least to me around me. So I think all that was a big deal to kind of get some momentum rolling early in the season.
Well, getting some momentum going on that package as well with the race car, the new mile and a half package. I know you guys hate talking about this stuff all the time. We have audio clips of Kyle Busch saying, stop asking me package questions. But overall, it seemed like this was a pretty good race. People, especially on Twitter, they were raving about it.
Oh, man, the race was very intense. It was absolutely crazy how much 2-wide, 3-wide, 4-wide racing there was.
Yes.
Bumping and banging and just... No, so when you get a caution like that towards the end of a race, you know it's just going to be unbelievably crazy out there. You know, and then that's what we saw there at the end of the race.
Cup winner from Las Vegas, Joey Logano, joining us here in the Freak Nation. You talk about that new package, and we talk to drivers about that where, yeah, you get practice, you get qualifying, but not until you get all 30-plus cars out there on the track do you know how that car is going to react. How soon do you make the adjustments to where, like, holy smokes, I can figure out this package?
Well, I mean, it's the same package we raced last year in Vegas. So as far as rules, so nothing different there. You know, so just you get out there and try to, you know, take all the lessons that you learned last year and everything that you you know studied on the way out here and prep, and then you know just try to figure out what your car can and can't do and what other cars can and can't do and make the most of that. So you know, that's where, you know, I think it's the difference at this level is everyone's got the talent. It's all about the prep and you know, being able to you know, do the best you can on these restarts to take advantage of cars and keep yourself in the game. So when there is a late race caution like there was, we had the opportunity to be close enough to the front to be on the front row and not stay out and be fourth or fifth. And that's when you get yourself in trouble. So, you know, the team did a good job keeping us in the hunt all day. I felt like we were probably a top three car most of the day. So we were close enough to be in striking distance and lead some laps and some good stops, and everything's worked out.
Joey Logano, winner of the NASCAR Cup race in Las Vegas today, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And before we let you go, have you been able to check Twitter yet? Because you got a pretty cool shout out by King Mario.
Oh, really? That's awesome. No, I have not. I mean, I got about 75 text messages, and to be honest with you, you get done with the media stuff, which I haven't obviously got done with it yet, and you get on an airplane and then you go home. So I'll get a chance to look at everything on the plane on the way home.
Mario,
hey, anytime Mario Andretti says something to you, that's my man. That's the coolest. So I look forward to seeing that. But yeah, he sent me a picture after he won the Daytona 500, a picture of himself when he won the Daytona 500, and he said, "Finally, another Italian won this race." And I keep that right next to my trophy because I think that is the coolest thing. I mean, he's the man. He's an icon in motorsports and the guy that can race anything. And I've always looked up to him for that.
There it is, Freak Nation. Joey Logano, Cup winner from Las Vegas, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Joey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
When Mario Andretti sends anyone a tweet, I mean, I don't know if any of these tweets that he sends out to people are bigger than Mario Andretti, Statman, leaving the outgoing voicemail for the Freaks.
I was going to say that I bet you he's not leaving a voicemail for Joey Logano, no matter how much he likes him. And no matter how many Italians win or lose the Daytona 500, Mario Andretti asks you to lunch when you call the Freaks.